بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القران المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد اعوذ بالله من السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحده وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تعالى أيضا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته او كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم honorable ulama respected huffaz elders and brothers mothers and sisters assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh first and foremost we commence with the praises of allah tabaraka wa taala That Allah, whose mind and your soul sustainer, cherisher and nourisher. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master and leader, Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and brothers, in all societies, And at all times, in all societies, and at all times, marriage has been considered as an occasion for great joy and happiness. And today, inshallah, I just wish to highlight a few aspects with regard to this topic of marriage. Simply for two reasons. One is inshallah we will be having a nikah after the Jum'ah Salah. So I found it an appropriate time to speak on this topic. And secondly, in the past 2 weeks, a bit saddened with the amount of increase in the problems that are being faced by couples. And the amount of calls that I have received with regard to this aspect. So I felt I just wish to highlight to you the Islamic perspective and the Islamic values and ethos in this regard. Alhamdulillah, just by shifting and speaking to these couples and by bringing them onto the value system of Islam, Alhamdulillah, great progress is being made. This is not from my side. Make dua that Allah accepts from this humble and sinful servant, inshallah. Friends, so as we say that in all societies and at all times, marriage generally is considered to be an occasion for great joy and happiness. And the word that is used with wedding generally is celebration. In fiction, which reflects our innermost desires, which reflects our base desires, they would say that they lived happily ever after. They lived happily ever after. Now obviously, seeking success in marriage has been a preoccupation of all societies. It has been a preoccupation for all societies. Today, in the United States, in the Western world, which is a society as advanced as human endeavor alone, without divine guidance, can make it. The average length of ever after is about 5 years. The average length of happily ever after is how long? 5 years. And that is the average period that a marriage in the Western world would last today. But sad to say, even this period is not entirely a period of happiness. As the general surgeon report that was released in last month in the United States, the general surgeon of the United States had mentioned that home had become perhaps the most dangerous place for a woman. Simply because the leading cause of injuries to them is because of beatings by their husbands and spouses and boyfriends. So even that period of happily ever after, which lasts between 5 to 7 years, is not regarded as an entirely happy period. Respected friends, obviously science and the age of reason have not delivered the happiest homes on earth. The secret to marital bliss eludes Western civilization, although arrogance and conceit keeps it from admitting fundamental flaws and looking elsewhere for solutions. Perhaps if they had just otherwise focused, they would have found solutions in the teachings of Deen. They had found solutions in the teachings of Islam. Now, Islamic prescription for a successful and blissful marriage is very simple. Very, very simple. It's based on taqwa, on fear, and on Allah consciousness. And these three ingredients, which generally is termed as taqwa, would be a blissful life in all aspects of our life. And it eludes more and it would apply more to marriage. That is why, if one would study the Quran Kareem, especially Surah An-Nisa, Allah actually calls the surah the surah of women. Allah actually mentions in the surah, one would find the commands regarding rights and responsibilities of spouses are given, with repeated reminders of taqwa, with repeated reminders of Allah consciousness. Now a hadith explains why. Listen to this very carefully, friends. It describes a scene. The hadith describes a scene from the court of Iblis, from the court of Shaitan, from the court of the devil, where his assistants are reporting their achievements for the day. What we would say, they're auditing the day. You know, they're giving a report back. They're giving a feedback. The achievements for the day. Well, what have you achieved for today? You know. And by listening to all of them, he's not pleased, because one would say, "Oh, Shaitan, you know, I perhaps had persuaded a person to commit fornication, wa'na'udhu billahi min dhalik. Or I had persuaded a person to steal, wa'na'udhu billahi min dhalik. Or I persuaded a person to speak a lie, or to consume liquor, or to gamble, etc., etc., etc." But friends, then comes an assistant, and he says, "Oh my leader, I did not spare any effort in so and so until I sowed, or until I placed the seed of discord between husband and wife. I spared no effort. I did my utmost best in ensuring that I cause, in our terms, we'd say, a fight between husband and wife." The devil embraces him in joy. The devil embraces him in joy and saying, "Oh my son, you have indeed done a great job. You have done a fantastic job today." Now friends, to fight the devil, one needs Allah's help. We cannot do it on our own. in our weakness of our actions and the weakness of our iman, we need Allah's help to fight the devil. And that help comes via the agency of taqwa. It comes via Allah's consciousness. That is living our lives, being aware all the time that Allah is watching us. And one day we will be held accountable for whatever we do and say. Friends, a direct and far-reaching consequence of this awareness is that a fight for rights. When a person becomes Allah consciousness, then a direct result and a far-reaching consequence of this would be that a fight for rights would be replaced by a concern for responsibilities. A fight for rights would then be replaced by a concern for responsibilities. One's rights is another person's responsibilities. A Muslim husband and wife will be concerned with discharging their responsibilities towards each other. Not a very attractive perspective. Not a very attractive prospect for those who are itching to start a fight when it comes to rights. But what Islam says, shift the word rights to the word responsibilities. Friends, and wallah, this would provide a home that would become a model for peace, love and harmony. Secondly, Islam, we know, emphasizes a great deal on organization and discipline. And the five daily congregational prayers, alhamdulillah, is a good reminder of that concern. How well organized and how well disciplined the ummah is when it comes to salah. That within a few moments or within a few seconds, the entire jama'ah is ready to follow the imam. Now in the like manner, our deen teaches us if two Muslims are traveling together, then they should choose a leader from amongst themselves. Now apply the same principle to the household. And you and I know that the husband is the head of the house. The husband ought to be the head of the house. He is responsible for handling all the affairs concerning outside the house. That is the finances, looking after the children's affairs when it comes to finances, providing protection, providing security, providing a home, and all the outside affairs is the responsibility of the husband. The wife is his assistant in the home, responsible for taking care of the home and the children. And a very famous hadith explains that kullukum ra'in, that every one of you is in charge and every one of you will be accountable for those given in their charge. So the man is in charge of the house, within the house or outside the house, and the woman is in charge of the home and the children. Respected elders and friends, this hierarchy of authority, wallah, on this Mubarak time of Jummah, on this blessed moment, this hierarchy of responsibilities that our deen has taught us, that where the man is responsible for the outside of the home and the woman is responsible for the inside, wallah, is the only key to the stability and proper functioning of our society. Let us not be fooled by this, friends. This is the only key to the stability and the proper functioning of our society. Allah give me life. Inshallah, in the few weeks, I want to discuss this more in detail. And I will give you shocking statistics that what happened to those civilizations that have shifted away from this value system, that have made women models of the outside and have taken women out of their homes and given them the responsibility of the outside. Friends, your hair will stand on end when you will hear the statistics of what is happening in Western civilization because of this. Nevertheless, of course, problems would always arise between husband and wife. No two human beings can be perfect. or no two human beings would always meet the expectations of the other. This can never happen. What is a husband to do if he sees something that he dislikes in his wife? Of course, unless the issue is of concern, unless the issue is of an unacceptable behavior according to the Sharia, in which case he should use appropriate persuasion to change that situation, the husband is to ignore the negatives and focus more on the positives. Because our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that no believing man should totally detest a believing woman who is his wife. Because if he dislikes something in her, there would be something else in her that he would like. If he dislikes something in her, then inshallah there would be something else in her that he would like. And somebody, you know, so beautifully mentioned to me the other day, they said, you know, every person thinks that he is right, every person thinks that, you know, I am right in this situation. And he mentioned a beautiful saying, and he said, no, we have to make so much shukr to the mirror. The mirror only reveals our outer appearance. The mirror does not reveal our inner. What would be my condition had the mirror revealed what is in my inside? Think about it, friends. Think about it. We have to make so much of shukr to the mirror that it only shows my outer. What would be my condition if it had shown my inner? Nevertheless, most problems in domestic life, you know, begin as minor incidents that become magnified by taking exactly the opposite approach. On the other hand, even the most trying moments in marriage, in marital relationship, can become overcome by following this one prophetic advice. Easier said than done. Well, what protects me and you from succumbing to our anger or frustration in trying real life situations is Allah's consciousness and the remembrance of Allah. We need to understand that He has more power over us than we have over those given in our charge. Allah has more power over us. If Allah had to take me to task for what I had did, that would stop me from becoming angry. Friends, we remember His authority and we seek His mercy. The success of our marriage depends upon His mercy and not on our ability to fight or to manipulate the situation. This search for mercy begins from within ourselves. Because one hadith mentions that when a husband and a wife look at each other with love, Go home this afternoon and just look at your wife with love. A woman is going to like me for this. I'm going to be a man of the moment now. Just go home today and look at your wife with love. Because the hadith states, when husband and wife do this, Allah looks at both of them with mercy. Allah looks at both of them with mercy. And friends, that is the real secret of marital bliss. Try it this afternoon. On a lighter note, you know, I'm speaking with regards to my mothers and sisters, inshallah, I hope their hearts become happy. Just to give the husband some consolation. There was a Maulana like me giving a talk on marriage, you know. So he was speaking, and one person stood up and he said, Maulana, you know, you're speaking so much about this woman and women's rights and we must do this and men must do this and men mustn't do that. Do you know what they say in Afrikaans for the good, the bad and the ugly? So of course, Maulana wasn't well versed with Afrikaans. So he said, no, the good, the bad and ugly in Afrikaans, how would I say that? I don't know Afrikaans. So one brother said, he said, Morana, let me tell you what it means. The good, the bad and the ugly in Afrikaans, ek me throw and me skoonma. Ek me throw and me skoonma. Nevertheless, respected elders and brothers, critics will point out. What critics will point out? That the many domestic problems in Muslim societies today are similar to the problems that the West are facing. They'll say, you know, you speak so much about marital bliss, but Islam is facing the same problems in marriage that the Western civilization is facing. True. Yes, that is true what you are saying. But that should not blind us to the key difference between the two. There is a key difference between the two. The problem in the West are a result of the value system adopted by it. And those in Muslim homes is a result from deviating from their values. The problems the West face is because of their value system. And the problems sometimes that we encounter in our marriages is because of us deviating and shifting away from our value system. You see, to understand it even better, one is suffering by taking the wrong medicine. One is suffering by taking the wrong medication. The other, for failing to take the right one. The other, for failing to take the right one. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the ability to enhance our marriages. And may Allah create love, mawadda, rahmah, understanding, and blossoms in our marriage lives, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.